You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
You know, every now and then, social media gives you a little gold nugget. Such as a creepy clown motel in Nevada that's situated next to a cemetery that happens to be haunted. That sounds like a future road trip, don't you think? You want to do a sports hangover live from the clown motel over in Nevada. What do you think?
As you know.
That sound good to you?
As a kid, I was scared of E.T., so that's not the thing.
I'm not a big fan of clowns.
I'm not a big fan of scary things.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a cemetery, apparently 2,000 clowns. Are located in and around the property, and it happens to be next to a cemetery, and it's haunted.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Welcome to the Midway Points of Your Work Week.
It's Wednesday. Oh, sorry, take two.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. Ever is.
Yep. Nothing like somebody who happens to be in love with clowns, packed up 2,000 clown figurines and bought a motel next to a cemetery that happens to be haunted. Anyway, it is the Sports Hangover, and here are your words of wisdom for Wednesday.
To all the ladies, peace. And humpiness forever.
Love it. Tonopah. Tonopah, Nevada is where it's at. 2,478 residents, a vacant mountain landscape, scattered with mining ruins. Feels empty in contrast to Las Vegas. Yeah. Adding to the sense of dread, the old cemetery perched directly beside the Clown Motel. What you think, man? It only costs $900,000. That's it. There you go. Next to US 95. 800 clown artifacts, 2,000 clown figurines. Sounds horrible. I'm not getting much sleep there that night. You?
Maybe.
Did that just scare you? Just reading the story scare you? You like completely shut down on me just now.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of scary things, like I said.
By the way, E.T. was on. What's today? Was it Monday?
Did you show it to Carver?
It was on, it was like 9 o'clock, and Anna said, I wonder if Carver's old enough to watch E.T. yet.
Why can't you just show it to him?
Okay, again, how old were you when you scared yourself?
No, it does not
matter. No, it matters, massively.
No, because if he's a fan.
He is a Halloween and a spooky kid. He does like, you know, spookiness.
If he likes the stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm. He does love the stuffed animal.
Alien.
Yeah, stuffed alien. Which, by the way, that scared you when you saw him in my house. It's a little weird that bothers you. It's a
Did stuff. I see him in your house?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should be able to show it to him.
How old were you?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was a while. Pre-Katrina?
Were you 5, 9, 10? Like, ballpark?
Like 2003, 2004, probably, when I was afraid of him. I was born in 98.
Mm-hmm. So you're almost 10 years old.
No.
You're almost 10.
No.
That's what it was.
That was
like, almost 10.
That was like I was like 5.
No. 5, 6, 7, 8. Almost 10. E.T. Why haven't you watched it since?
I've watched it since.
It's a great movie.
I don't know. I think I was scarred.
It makes you cry.
No, it doesn't.
It makes you cry.
It makes me. You know, I don't know if it's like, it's not a weird cringe. It's just like, ugh.
You know, normally on Wednesdays we have Dr. Holly McKenna on. We're going to talk to her tomorrow because obviously today is very basketball laden. But you probably should go see her. Just letting you know.
No.
It's not normal to look at a movie like E.T. and think cringe. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, what I want you to do is...
And now, over the we week. Delve into the first of several sessions between Jordan Kleber and Dr. Holly McKenna. Jordan, tell the doctor what's wrong.
Come on, don't be scared.
Good. We're all here to listen. Well, doctor, I'm afraid of little cute aliens that get stranded on the planet.
Yeah, and their finger, yeah. their finger just
the fact that you thought they left them there on purpose says a lot about you. Again, they it did. Goes back to the it goes back to the comment of how you view a glass that's half full or empty. You know,
sorry, I mean, you sound like Casey Kasem,
right?
Jordan, here's your long distance dedication.
Yeah, long distance dedication. Exactly.
He's a bum.
He's a bum. He gets left on a planet to his lonesome, and you call him a bum. I mean, something
they're
probably not connecting there with
they're
him.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you see how fast the spaceship uh-huh. zoomed away?
Right.
After?
They were scared for their life because us humans tend to hurt things.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. Exactly.
They were.
Yeah. People like you. Let's go experiment on them. That's what you would want to do.
The alien that could, you know, touch something and bring it back to life.
Exactly.
They're scared of us.
Yeah. Yeah, because people like you want to go poke and prod them.
So if they,
yeah.
But even if they did shoot him, you know what? Mama E.T. would have just. Yeah, is he
listen to him.
Yeah,
he's so
creepy
cute.
That is.
No, he's not.
He's in the closet. The way the light is in the.
Yeah,
it's creepy. That's not scary.
I mean, come on, dude. That music by John Williams, you've got to be kidding me. It tugs at your heartstrings, dude.
Honestly, I would have probably taken a shotgun.
He's Googling what position John Williams
I would have got a shotgun if I saw him.
He just wants some Reese's Pieces, man. You can't blow him away with salt. I mean,
come here. I got something for you.
Stop it.
Get off my planet.
Stop it. They see, again.
Things creepy.
Me and your dad didn't have a talk about you. Like, did not tell you he loved you enough? Did you? I mean, I don't. What's wrong? I don't understand. You have like no compassion.
I have compassion.
You have zero compassion.
That's false.
You told Todd's child to go get locked up while he was wanting just PJ masks. All he wanted was his dada to put on the Disney Channel so he could watch PJ Masks. You thought it would be solved by just locking the child up.
Lock
like
him
you wanted
up.
To lock my child up yesterday.
I mean, you should have.
That sounds like a lack of compassion.
You should have done some form of locking up.
Sounds like a lack of
especially
compassion
if he
to me.
Threw something at your temple.
He did.
Tried to kill you.
He chunked me in my temple yesterday. Right here. I got the mark.
Attempted murder.
No, it's not attempted murder.
Lock him
playing.
Up.
Something's wrong with you, man. Seriously. Head coach Alvin Gentry, this is after practice yesterday. Obviously, no Zion today. We've got no updates on Zion. Couldn't tell you what's going on. Couldn't tell you where he's at. Couldn't tell you what he's doing. I don't know. All I know is he's not playing tonight, and we don't know when he's playing. Alvin Gentry.
I think the main thing that we've got to keep in mind is that, you know, as I said, we had a stretch where we did well before Zion became from a health standpoint, able to play. You know, obviously that we would love to have him here and we would love to have him for every scrimmage and every game. If he is not here, then we have to have other guys step up. We talk about it all the time. It's next man up. And we have a deep bench, as we talked about before. We have a bench that's deep. Obviously, those guys are going to have to step in and they're going to have to play and they're going to have to play well.
All right. So the scrimmage tonight. Couple of things. What does he want to see in the scrimmage?
I think the biggest thing that we have to do is that we have to concentrate on keeping the ball out of the paint. So one of the top number one things will be dribble penetration. Try to control the dribble penetration of Brooklyn, and then from there, you know, we'd like to see some things offensively as far as spacing and ball movement and things like that. But the big thing that I'd like to see is that we've got to be able to sit down and guard the ball.
All right, guard the ball, dribble penetration, make sure that people don't get into the paint. And you heard from Lonzo Ball back from over the weekend, Jordan, we played that back on Monday, I believe, where Lonzo Ball says the focus in practice has been defense. So I guess one of the things that makes sense until you can build your legs and build your stamina up when it comes to offensively And getting to that pace that you want to get to, the best thing to do is to play defense, right? Get some steals, get some fast break opportunities, things of that nature. Let's go John Madden or Booger McFarland here. The best way to win is to prevent the other team from scoring more than you. Huh? How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, you like that? That sounds good. All right, how about those minutes? How is he going to handle minutes today?
No, well, I think we'll definitely ramp guys up. You know, there's going to be guys that play less minutes in the first scrimmage than they are in the second or the third or the fourth. We're not going to play anybody out there 30 minutes in a 40-minute scrimmage. So the first scrimmage, I think you'll see a lot of different lineups out there because of the minute restriction that we're – not really restriction, but just as the number of minutes that we would be playing guys during the first scrimmage.
I was asked also after practice, who's been standing out to him?
I think that, you know, Nikhil has had some really good practice. He had a really good practice today. I think Frank has had some good practices. You know, Jackson has been very active. You know, our veteran guys, obviously JJ and Jay and B.I. and those guys have been real solid. And each one has had his days, you know, where he's shot the ball extremely well and done some good things. So I don't think it's one guy that have jumped up out at us, but I think it's a combination of guys having good days and playing pretty solid, and that's what we kind of expected when we got here.
First game's already underway there. First scrimmage there, Jordan, and it's good to actually see there, right? Over there on NBA TV. Oh, there it is. Hey, we're underway! I told you it was going to be music. You doubted me. There it is. Official at court, and the ball's in the air, and off we go. There it is. How about that, Jordan?
Now, I want to hear some Nat sound tonight.
Well, that is Nat sound. I just gave you Nat sound.
Yeah, but I don't want...
Clippers and Magic officially tipped off in Orlando scrimmage.
See, I want to hear everything that's going on.
I just gave you everything.
No, but I don't want to hear all that music.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear just the players talking to each other. I think that'll be...
Okay. Ali Kostel. You want to talk to him?
Of course I want to talk to Ali.
Do you? You got a question for Ali?
I'll come up with something.
You'll come up with something?
Well, we've talked to a lot of Pelicans people today.
I know.
So
can you come up with something?
I'll come up with something.
Come up with something. I mean, this is part of your internship. Can you actually come up with a question for a guest?
I'll try. I'm not going to...
Oh, I know. Believe me, my expectations are set pretty low.
I'm not going to say.
Ali Kostel, the editor-in-chief of At the Bird Rice. We'll chat with him next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. Getting close to the tip-off to the Pel scrimmage against the Nets, which you can listen to right here on ESPN New Orleans. Damn, I tipped it. What I mean is
strictly hypothetically theoretically speaking. Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle, they want it. And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Tired of the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Houma. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Houma.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Now let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Exciting first quarter of action already. Magic leading the Clippers 12-11. Scrimmage action. Jordan Kleber. Ali Kosel, editor-in-chief of At The Bird writes. You can follow him over on Twitter at Ali Kosel. It's spelled O-L-E-H-K-O-S-E-L. Ali, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. So you're watching some of this basketball too, huh?
Yes.
Five turnovers, guys out of breath at 3 minutes in.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's I referenced my hoops experience back in the last time I ran full court, dude. The lungs burn, the legs are kind of like jello. You know, you gotta pass that brick wall, dude. That hits you when you haven't run full court in a long, long time. That hits you. So I gotta imagine some of the players probably feel that way.
No, I know the feeling very well, Gus. I remember during we had a media game the Pelicans had for us about now almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be a couple of us just run up and down two or three times. Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely know that. Jordan, if we ever have
athletes back on the court. So
if we ever have a media game again, you know, I'm going to guard Jordan. I'll make sure I'll guard him since
he will be embarrassed.
Nah, that's not going to happen. Ali, one of the things obviously we don't know about, we've talked to everybody that's come on today about it. We don't know when Zion's coming back. He's got to come back at some point this weekend if he's going to play against the Jazz. In the meantime, though, it's kind of unfortunately what we've seen most of this season, and it's the team without him. What are you looking for tonight in tonight's scrimmage?
You know, they proved they were successful without him once they got healthy, and some key guys got their confidence. So what I want to see is, of course, Brandon Ingram showing that all-star form, but more importantly, you want to see Lonzo playing like the Lonzo we saw from like the middle to the end of December onward. Jrue Holiday with his shot and, you know, confidence as well, because he started off the year in a really bad slump the first 20 games. And, of course, Derek Favors being healthy. They have enough weapons, guys. If they can just basically be healthy and have that requisite confidence to where we saw they went 11-5 during that stretch right before Zion's debut, then I think they'll be fine because this team is loaded with weapons. They're young. They've got kind of a swagger to them. So you like a lot of things, but it really just comes down to that. Show me some confidence, and they'll be okay.
I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing here as well is just a continuation of the evolution of the game of, say, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. Again, I understand it's just the 2 minutes and some change practice footage that they send us that we can see every evening or after every practice, but dude, Lonzo Ball's still making the threes that we saw in the beginning of the season. Brandon Ingram still seems like he can still shoot the basketball. J.J. Redick, mm-hmm. There he is, knocking down threes. Josh Hart's in. You see Kendrick Williams. I just want to see these guys continue to do it. Look, at the end of the day is what I keep saying, Ali. If you can play the game, you're going to be able to play the game. I think it's just going to be the wind and the fatigue and the stamina that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, this team has the talent. You know, we've seen it on and off. You're just mentioning it now. But you're right. It's going to be, can these guys basically hold their own better than their opponent for the majority of the game? And that's what Alvin Gentry's system and teams that have fared well have, that's where they've succeeded. So that's why conditioning they've been harping on so much, why that's such a priority from, you know, even before they went to Orlando to now when we've just been in recent days talking to Alvin Gentry. That is everything. They need to get those easy points, and Zion's not there. They still need to get those easy points, whether it's running on the break, getting those three-pointers, getting second-chance points by crashing the boards. And, guys, they did that before Zion came back, too. So, like I said, there's a lot to hope for. This team is so super talented and deep. They just have to be playing right. And like I said, it boils down to it's just that confidence level, that chemistry being there. So that's what you want to watch for tonight. Let's not see turnover after turnover like we've seen in the past, or those susceptible, you know, big slumps, shooting slumps to where they just shoot themselves out of a game.
Ollie, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but my phone went off, and I saw it was a Zion Williamson update, so I'm just going to read it. New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson, who departed the NBA campus in Orlando last week to attend an urgent family matter, has been getting tested daily for COVID-19 while away from the team and continues to produce negative results. While there is no current timetable for his return to campus, he fully intends to rejoin the team. Per NBA protocol, his quarantine period will be determined upon his return. Further updates will be provided accordingly. So just extrapolating from there. Right. A, he's been tested negative. He's still getting tested, which means if he shows up with all the negative tests, it should be 4 days. But you know what? Again, maybe it's me reading into things, but his timetable will be determined upon his return. It could be less than that. I don't know. It's open.
Yeah, he's still got 4 days, right, Gus, to get to the campus to make it in time for that very first game on July 30th. So it sounds like by what you've just read that there's every intention of him to return, and they wouldn't have been doing this testing, you know, wasting their time every day if there was even a strong inclination that he probably wouldn't return, right? So I think this bodes well.
I was going to say that, yeah. Again, the statement reads, no timetable for his return.
Right,
kind of does make it seem like maybe we might see him next Thursday, right? I mean, I don't know. That's maybe just me being.
Or even if he misses a game or two, right? That may not be end of the world. If they could just win one of those two games, say he does miss those two, then they get him for the last six to where, you know, it's up against people with direct competition for that 8 and 9 seed. Hey, that could work out just as well.
You know, the other thing, obviously, that stands out, Ollie, is. The amount of injuries, or in this case with the Clippers, Patrick Beverley leaving the bubble as well. I mean, Jazz, Kings, Clippers, these are teams the Pels have to play in these eight games, and they don't look like they're going to be at full strength one way, shape, or form.
No, I know. And isn't that good news? No, you don't want to wish anybody, because obviously they're leaving the bubble for very important reasons. But, you know, I felt as soon as the schedule was released, being that the Pelicans' first two games were probably the first, the most difficult ones on paper out of the eight games, actually, you know, was a good sign, because these teams are already in the playoffs. So if they're not playing for home court advantage, what are they really playing for as soon as the games start up in Orlando? It's really nothing, right? So I'm expecting all those coaches to start playing, basically just ramping up and treating it like an extension of the training camp that these teams have been going now, and they're going to have this full week of scrimmages. So I'm not expecting Utah's best shot when the Pelicans face them next Thursday. Same thing with the Clippers in the very next game. So I think that could be a break coming up for New Orleans.
Yeah, so, look, you obviously wait to see when that happens, but as I mentioned, we've seen this kind of movie already before with a bunch of other players, to see the continuation of the evolution of players' games and such. I guess, look, one thing I do like, and again, I get it's practice footage, but you do see, I think, a lot of players that apparently may have taken this seriously, right? The layoff there. I know Jake Madison brought it up at 12:30 that today is officially one day more than a normal NBA offseason. So it's a long time. And at least during this time away, it looks like the guys have done their due diligence, right? They've worked out. They've gotten better, stronger, whatever, worked on their game. And taking this opportunity to get into the playoffs seriously.
There's no doubt. And we got some updates, key updates, on players during the quarantine period, the NBA suspension of play. J.J. Redick, for instance, we learned was out in the gym working on his body and shooting practically every day. We saw footage of what Lonzo and both Brandon Ingram were doing on Instagram, to where they were, you know, working on their bodies as well as their games. And, of course, we had heard about Zion, even though he's not going to be there. But you got the sense that almost everybody on his team did take it seriously, right? All the way down to Nicola Melli, you name it, the guys on the bench. So, yeah, I mean, you have to hope that with these guys taking it seriously and treating it like an off season in preparation for a new season, that's going to help in the long run. And you're right, the footage that the Pelicans keep putting out, while the team's shooting about 100% from the field, you notice some other things. You notice that level of fitness and excitement, right? In the latest footage, you know what I noticed? Lonzo Ball kind of chest puffing at once after a dunk, and I forget after what else, but he was literally getting into it, and it was just a scrimmage. So for him to be showing that kind of intensity, like I said, it shows. I just think it fares really well for this team's chances in the upcoming 8 games.
Again, speaking with Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief at The Bird, writes, the team announcing, if you're just joining us, the latest update on Zion. Still no timetable to return, but they do say he has been testing daily, and he's been tested, and it's come back negative, which is a big thing, as Ollie brought up. And more importantly, quote, fully intends to rejoin the team, close quote. Jordan, you were tasked during the break to come up with one question for our guest here, Mr. Ollie Cosell. What is it?
You gonna put me on the spot like that?
You couldn't come up with one.
I was really unbelievable. I was uploading the show.
You've had 3 months to wait for the Pels to get back on the court. You have somebody that knows Pelicans basketball, the NBA, life, nothing. You can't come up with a single thing to ask Ollie.
No, I guess the question that I would ask is Derek Favors. I know a lot of people were kind of talking about Derek Favors being that key vocal point on defense. I know the Pelicans have been working out on defense a lot more the past couple of weeks. What's the defense going to look like in these first couple of games? I know they're going to be kind of rusty, but once it becomes, quote-unquote, the regular season again, how do you think the Pelicans' defense is going to look like opposed to when they stop play?
Well, when they stop play, they still had Zion, right? So we're not sure about that factor. But I will say that when you've got a healthy Derek Favors, a healthy Drew Holiday, the two guys that are basically the captains of that defense, and if they're into it and their bodies are feeling good and they're able to move, you know that I think the defense on the floor with them, around them, is going to be fine. And that's what we saw really all season. So I know they had that really terrible start, but remember, it wasn't just Derek Favors that was missing a whole lot of time. There was no Zion. Drew Holiday missed a bunch of games. So did Lonzo Ball. And there was other injuries, like including Josh Hart. There's just so much up and down that lineup, to where once they cleared all that, we saw the defense, you know, improve. They became almost a top 10 defense from middle of December onward, whether that included Zion or not. So, like I said, I'm expecting them to pick up at least from that page. And so when you think everybody that's going to Orlando, they're going to be just on the same footing in terms of the sloppiness, the conditioning level. Mm-hmm. You've got to like that veteran presence, the fact that they've done it previously, all of that. It's going to give them a really good chance to hit the ground running and not start behind the eight ball like we've seen so many seasons start. I really think they'll be okay on that end.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, right? And I think one of the other aspects of it that we've discussed today on the show with a handful of different folks that cover the Pels is, you know, the bench, Kendrick Williams, some of these other guys that maybe have had these 4 months to get healthy. I mean, J.J. Redick, you know, Derek Favors even as well, but really bench players too as well. So I've been asking everybody, who do you think on the bench could possibly be a key contributor, you think, in this 8-game stretch?
You know, I'll be honest. I think that for sure you can pencil in J.J. Redick, Josh Hart, and Nikola Melli.
Okay.
Past that is where you want to, right? That's where you want to find somebody else. It seems like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who teased us right over the summer and in preseason, but really didn't show up during the regular season. Maybe he's ready to step forward. You know, Frank Jackson was coming on to where Alvin was relying on his defense, but then his shot started going down right before the season was suspended. I feel like if they could just get contributions from one guy or two like that, and if they get Jackson Hayes giving the team a spark off the bench for just a few minutes, then that's all they'll really need, right? Because, you know, when you're going 8 deep, you don't need that much more.
No, exactly. And look, as we talked about with some of these teams, whether it's injuries or players leaving and going on above, it does kind of seem, again, I don't want to say there for the taking, but it's if you just take care of your business and stay healthy and, you know, all those things that you can control. I sound like a coach here, you know, coaches speak, right? I mean, you can go out there and do that.
Gus, right?
Yeah.
It's the truth. You need the health. You need injury luck. You know, David Griffin will be the first to tell you that. He's told us that on multiple occasions over this year. It's what it boils. That's like half the battle, to have your best weapons out there, especially in key moments.
More importantly, let's be honest. We all want to see the Lakers and Pels in the first round. So,
of course, the whole world does. It's not just New Orleans. Come on now.
No, I know. I agree. I love it. I'm looking forward to it. But again, look, it's a scrimmage. It's practice. But people today will get to see what the court looks like. Again, Clippers and Magic are playing right now. So that's the court where the games are going to be on. So you'll be able to check it out and see what the field's going to look, or what the court's going to look like, right, when everybody gets there. So it's 6 o'clock again, Pelicans app. You can listen to the game here. It's going to be when you look online at pelicans.com or in the Pelicans app, you're going to see the video, but with Todd in the radio broadcast calling the game. So it's the Shazer, it's the Graf, it's Daniel Salerson. And of course, if you don't have access to that, just listen to it here on the radio as well. So, Ollie, I'm excited. At least we got hoops to talk about now the next time we chat.
Oh, I can't wait, right? Let's just pray no injuries and Zion returns soon, because this bodes well, right? Everything so far, knock on wood, pointing to something maybe special. We're exactly. Not off that track yet.
No, I hear you, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time, Ollie. There goes Ollie Kosel again. O-L-E-H-K-O-S-E-L, the editor-in-chief about the Bird Rights. Again, if you missed it, we just brought up the big update by the Pelicans, releasing it during that interview. And I'll read it again. Pelicans forward Zion Williamson, who departed the NBA campus in Orlando last week to attend an urgent family matter, has been getting tested daily for COVID-19 while away from the team and continues to produce negative results. While there is no current timetable for his return to campus, he fully intends to rejoin the team. Per NBA protocol, his quarantine period will be determined upon his return. Further updates will be provided accordingly. So, good news that he's been tested and tested negative, of course. And more importantly, again, it's fully intends to rejoin the team is in that update. Now, is that for next Thursday or is it for afterwards? I don't know, but at least it's in the update for sure as well. So Sports Hangover, when we come back, a couple of gentlemen just walked into the studio here. I'll introduce you to them. When we come back, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
I Googled, and I don't know that this is, you know, accurate, but I Googled shortest hockey goalie, and I see Roy Waters was 5'3".
Wow. Yeah, Pang was 5'5".
Okay, so maybe you're on to something here.
If anything, I would think small size would be an advantage because he doesn't really have to crouch. He can be standing more comfortably, so it's not really a lot of pressure on his knees or, like, his back or neck. I think this is your thing, Stugatz.
Listen, I think I can pull it off. I'm checking out, Dan, some of the great goalies of all time were like 5'8", 5'7". That's right in my range. Andy Moog, I mean, some of the greats. Yeah.
The Vezina Trophy is named after Vezina, and he was only 5'6".
Wow. Yep. Okay, I mean, Chico Resch, 5'9". Islanders backup to Billy Smith.
Grant Fuhr.
5'10", Billy Smith.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, Jordan, men get together go to establishments and have beverages and wings and things of that nature. That's what men do after a hard day's work. Isn't that right? Ryan Fitzgerald and Nate Osborne of the NOLA Goal. That's what men tend to do.
Definitely. Exactly. Absolutely.
Jordan's going to a math tutor after the show and can't join us.
Priorities,
after
Jordan.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jordan.
Yeah.
You're better than that, Mike.
I'm just... We'll do math. We'll do math. Yeah. You know, we'll start with 10 wings and we'll subtract them.
Yeah.
And we'll start counting the pints of glasses and stuff. I mean, it's all math. It's all math. It just depends what kind of math.
Easy math.
Easy math. I just don't understand. Jordan's like done like 18 semesters of math here. You know what? I don't. It's like, I don't understand. Much math you got. Yeah,
Goodwill Hunting came out how long ago, man? It's
I will say this. Look, you guys know this, right? I mean, you're GM and. And Nate, you're the coach, but you want players to ask you for help when you need help, right?
Of course,
I mean,
of course.
So, I mean, there's got to be communication. I mean, that's good. Definitely. And Jordan got a really low score on a math test, and he got help. So I'm not going to make too much fun of you have a tutor. I mean, it was really low.
Very.
Like, I don't think – I don't know the exact score. I forgot, but I do know that it – may or may not be around the same age that it would take to get your learner's permit.
Gotcha.
Not even a driver's license.
Yikes. Maybe it's like golf. You know, lower the better.
Well, no. It's, that's what I'm saying. I it was an astronomically, like, record-breaking low of a test score. It was, I mean, dude, I know I've never gotten in the teens ever in my life.
Yeah.
Somebody got lower than you?
Jeez.
Is
that your tutor?
Like single digits?
That was the tutor.
Go tutoring
tutor. Him.
Was it? Did somebody get single digits in this test?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. I don't completely blame him on this because, quite honestly, he did say pretty much what? The entire class did vomit. So, all right. So, I mean, if the entire class vomit. So, coach, I mean, if the entire team doesn't do the game plan, Ryan's going to be like, did you have a good game plan, Nate? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't fall back on me.
Right, exactly. I mean, if the entire team didn't play well, training and practice didn't go well, right?
Waste, yeah.
I just wasted all day.
Jordan's just great.
I got it. Yeah. Earl, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got for us today?
Hey, Gus.
Hey, Earl. Good. What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good. I miss Benny's, the Wings, Sissy, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, dude. I hear you, man. I kind of miss, being able to go to Vinny's right now. But you know, it's what it is. We'll wait at some point in time where we'll have we'll get things back opened up again. Again, you did hear Earl. I don't know if you heard the Atlanta Falcons saying 10,000 to 20,000 people is what they're hoping to get into their stadiums during the game, and at the same time, the NFL through their PR department today, NFL PR guy. On Twitter, if you follow him, he has said if you go to the games, it is a mandate. You have to wear your mask to go in there.
Yeah, I will wear mine. Listen at me real quick, man. I was listening to Matt Moscona and stuff, and you know talk about college football real quick. The Texas AD or whatever came out and he just said we plan on playing 12 games and we're going to have 50% capacity in our stadium. And I'm starting to wonder, I guess each state is going to be different. They're going to, whatever the officials allow, I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, basically. But, Gus, that's kind of like, and Matt was going to be saying, looks like, well, LSU wants the same thing, so it looks like they're going to play. I don't know if that's 100% and all that, but that's something to look forward to, Gus, because if they're saying 50% now, and we got July something, we still have a month and a half till, say, when the season kicks off maybe a little earlier than that. It might get up to 75%, Gus. or you might have 80,000 in Tiger Stadium. And I take that better than having 10,000.
Well, like I said, everything changes by the week. Unfortunately, the last 2 weeks has been going the other way, but it could still maybe go the positive route. And I think, Earl, we'll just wait and see. Obviously, as you mentioned, you still got some time for that to happen until games start in September. You got all of August. Let's see how that goes. You know, but I think it's probably easier to start planning for less right now than there is for more. If things get better, sure. But I don't envision, you know, anything more than half. And I think that's even being, you know, I'm not being skeptical, but I mean, half, that's a lot. Because again, it's not even really where you sit. You can use models and diagrams and put X's with duct tape on chairs to do that. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to come up with spacing. It's the, as you hear an ingress and egress, right? Going in and out of the stadium. It's the concourse. Like how we have, what, five people in the studio right now. If we all try to exit the door at the same time, it's going to be an issue, right? I mean, that's the issue. It's getting your dome foam. It's getting your peanuts and popcorn. It's getting all of that stuff going in the gates or anything. Yeah. Now, you can maybe do one side of the stadium's entry, the other side's exit. I don't know. I don't know how you do that, but I'm sure you can figure it out. And if it matters getting concession money and getting fan support and, you know, an environment, more importantly, again, money, people are going to figure it out. So, I don't know. I'll ask Ryan and Eddie in a second.
Go ahead. Hey, Gus, you saw the Jets and a Giant, they decided no fans.
No fans already, yeah. Right. That's because of that's got a jersey.
How's it fair to them guys, which is not fair, and then other stadiums, you can have fans, and these guys, these players are going to be playing with no fans. So, it's you lose your home field.
Well, Earl, it was the article we talked about yesterday on CBSSports.com of that very thing about the NFL has been built on competitive balance for years, and it's a very big principle and philosophy of the league, and now you don't have that, and you may not have that possibility to that, so it'll be interesting to see how that sort of goes, man. Thanks, Earl, for the phone call, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Gus, have a good week, buddy.
You too, man. See you soon. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to Mr. Ryan Fitzgerald and Nate Osborne of the NOLA Go. See how they're doing. Last time I chatted with you guys, little draft was going on.
Sure was.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you how it went. And are you guys already starting to think about having games again and all of that nature and camps and all of that? So we'll chat about it when we come back. This is Sports Hangover final segment. Again, don't forget tonight, Pelicans warm up 5:30. Daniel Salison will have that for you. Tip time is at 6 o'clock. It'll be the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffinini, John DeShazer. They'll be at the Smoothie King Center calling the game, but you can watch it on the Pelicans app. You can watch it on Pelicans.com. You can hear it here in ESPN New Orleans, and you will hear the radio call on the video you see, so you will hear the graph. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Spirits is one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Before we can move forward, we have to get ready to start moving again. Movement is how we express ourselves. No matter if it's on the hardwood, the track, or the highway, movement drives our potential, and it helps us build momentum for tomorrow. Movement takes us further than we ever thought possible. It's what separates us in competition, and it's what unites us when we need it most. So when you're ready to start moving forward again, we'll make sure you're ready for every mile. Goodyear, more driven.
Saunders and Chave are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chave through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chave specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chave at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chave, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jordan, you see, I still got the cap. You had it on yesterday. He did. He did have his NOLA Gold cap on yesterday. Ryan Fitzgerald, GM, Todd Fitzgerald here as well, and Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold. You guys did present us with caps, and he did wear it yesterday. He's been wearing it actually a lot lately. That in the Atlanta Dixie Q cap, so I don't know.
Hopefully you didn't wear it while you were taking that math test.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Don't disrespect us like that.
Yeah, that's true. Gentlemen, we were talking a little bit about right there with Earl about the preparing for the season, all that. It's a little bit away, but I guess just kind of go back to the last time we were chatting, and we were chatting about a draft. First ever rugby for Major League Rugby, a draft, and it was over here, right by, basically across the way from the stadium there. Yeah. And how was it? What was it like? Tell us about it.
Yeah, from my perspective, I thought it was outstanding. It was groundbreaking. It was our first, like I said, first ever MLR college draft. Now the players in this country have a pathway, too, as well. And they always had a pathway, obviously, from playing collegially, playing men's level, everything like that. But now we take that next step, making the first ever draft, and, you know, 413 kids put in for the draft, you know, so it was two rounds this year, 24. We'll expand it next year, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, rounds probably three and four. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's awesome because it gives an opportunity to some kids that, you know, maybe playing at a smaller school, maybe, you know, less exposure in rugby. Obviously, not, you know, it's not college football where every single game is on and being played, you know, nationwide. And so it gave a great opportunity for these guys, and we're lucky to have the guys we got.
And Nate, when I last spoke with you, I said, when you see the fact that you're every year, something is getting better. It's either getting bigger. You got expansion teams. You have now a draft. As a coach, that tells me the league is healthy, and that tells me that they're investing in it, which means you're going to get better players and a better product, and it's got to make you happy.
It does, definitely. And you're right. I've been here since day one. So, to see the growth over the 3 years and going into 4 years, even the planning that we're doing now going into next year's season is just second to none of what we've been doing in the past. So everything's growing, and it's a great thing for the league and great thing for me as a coach.
You guys play in the spring.
We do. Yep.
All right, because so much of what we've been hearing here in football land, in college football, the SWAC's going to the spring, one of the conferences. They've canceled the fall. A couple of Ivy League, a couple of other conferences have said, we'll see you in the spring in doing that, for the hope that there is going to be better. But you can't wait to the spring to plan what it's going to be like in the spring. How much already is planning, even though it's still in July?
Yeah. Yeah, we got some – I mean, the league is discussing that about some contingency plans. Luckily, like you're saying, you know, we have – our training camp starts in January, which is, you know, all of January for our training camp and two preseason games in that stretch. And our home opener wouldn't be till – our season opener and home opener wouldn't be till February 6th. There's still a little bit of time, obviously, to see how this whole thing develops. But if we got to get – if you know, God forbid, if it's still in this situation at that time, we'll have to, you know, make some adjustments, slide it back a little bit just like everybody else is. But you know, hoping for the best that come January training camp, we're out of this, you know.
All right, so we've been trying to get Jordan out to one of your practices, one of your training sessions over there. So what we do know, though, is that, again, rugby is a contact sport, and you do train in doing those things. So are you guys looking and seeing and kind of paying attention with a keen eye, perhaps, as to what are the IDERs now that NFL teams have to submit and what their plans are, what the Saints are going to be doing and other teams in the NFL to try to have socially distanced locker rooms, entries and practices and things of that nature. How does that affect you from a coaching standpoint?
Yeah, I think we are. I know we're probably lucky that the NFL gets to have a crack first.
Right.
You know, and we can see and see some of the things that they do, some of the mistakes they make and trying to adjust from there. But in terms of the contact and things like that, it makes it hard. It makes it hard to plan out sessions when a big part of your game is, you know, physicality and contact. So, just, you know, going back to us, like to this morning, me and Ryan were out with, one of the guys, and we're just working on, just simple skills and, you know, individual stuff. And I think that's the biggest thing that the guys are going to get out of this next, you know, part until we're cleared to go, is just working on themselves, you know, and they've been working hard in the gym. A lot of them look great right now. And so now it's just time for them to get out and get some skill work in.
Well, we appreciate you didn't bring the stunt double guy, you know, that looks like basically like Schwarzenegger.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel a lot better today.
Carl and Julian.
They're bigger now.
They're bigger now. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well,
yeah, lifting and eating.
Well, there's only two microphones. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
Jordan was a little jealous. You know, kind of took a lot. You know, him and Sissy, you know, he likes to be the guy there at Vinny's. And,
sure.
You know, you bring your team over and, you know.
stole the thunder.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not that, you know, I told him just go like, he's got the double X. He's lost 20 pounds during quarantine. He should go to the large.
Yeah.
Just go a little, you know, a little tighter.
Yeah.
Raining
on my parade.
Yeah.
And pink. We're pink, mate.
How much,
pink shirts.
How much is right now, Ryan, part of that preparation and training and getting guys ready? Because again, we think of camp in January, but we're so accustomed to how the NFL and NBA. I mean, there is no off season, really,
right? Yeah.
So is it like that in rugby?
Yeah, I mean, we're the good thing about, you know, we have, you know, a 35 man roster. We have, you know, most of the time, even with guys that are coming in from out of country or out of state. Obviously, we have a lot of our guys probably, you know, around 25 or so. They're staying usually, you know, year round. Obviously, this is a tricky year with COVID. Some guys had to go back to their country before, you know, things got locked down and stuff. But I think that's where you really lean on the camaraderie and the brotherhood that we have, in the culture that we have. And experience and guys that have been in our program now for 3 years, been coached from day one by Nate, by Todd and by our entire staff, Kane Thompson, Ed Costner, S&C coach. So the guys are on the same page, and the guys know a lot of the, you know, the playbook, the whole pattern, kind of how we run things. So then I think that they lean heavily on that, and especially during this time when you can't do a lot of things collectively as a whole. Like Nate was saying earlier, you fall back on, you know, what we've been going through for the past couple of years, and our guys are really good at taking what they get thrown at them and dealing with adversity and fighting through it.
Got 30 seconds, Coach, but the draft, you got some players that you liked?
Did. Two really great players that we really like. We had them down here. One of them's down here now for good. And the other guy came down for a visit last week, so we got to work out with him a little bit and meet him and that sort of stuff. And they're great. They're going to be great for our squad. They fit perfectly into what we're trying to do.
Did you see how big his eyes got when I asked him? He's happy about those two players.
Outstanding players coming in.
I'm excited. We got two really good ones.
Well, looking forward. Again, like, it'll be great to have these updates as we get closer and closer. We'll see if Saints training camp starts next week. All we do know that the NBA will start next week, and it starts with a couple of scrimmages. Scrimmage one is tonight, 5:30, Pelicans warm up with Daniel Salison, 6 o'clock, Pelicans tip. Todd Graffanini, John DeShazer will have that call for you. Again, Pelicans app, go download it, or go check it out, pelicans.com. You can actually watch the scrimmage we'll talk about tomorrow. Nate, Ryan, Todd, thank you so much for coming in.
No, absolutely. Right. Thanks a lot.
Matt Moscona next on ESPN New Orleans.